Anderson and Simon Lackridge.
Can I sneak in there a little bit? I don't want to cry yet, I don't know why. Well, I'm Simon Lockridge, as you found out. Thank you very much for having us here, and appreciate your interest in the campaign. I think it's wonderful. I was born in Michigan, where we used to haul coal to heat our homes. And as a little boy, I had to do that chore, and I understand why everyone is so up in arms about coal. It's not very nice. So I, too, am against coal. For a very good reason. I was raised in Tucson, and I've lived here in Hanford since 1958. I have a wife, we have four great sons who are now gone, grown up here and went to college, and I guess for various reasons won't come back. But we love Hanford for various reasons. And I'd like to tell you two reasons why. We had one son who had spinal meningitis at the year of, or at the age of a year and a half. We had to rush him up to Fresno, and we had two sons before him who were in the house, and we called a friend of ours, and it seemed like the whole town just opened up and said, take your boy up there to Fresno and we'll take care of your two kids. And we don't know to this very day who came into our house and washed the clothing, fed the kids, the two kids that we had, and I think it's wonderful. The town people opened up. Another tragedy we had was in 1968, at 3 o'clock in the morning, our house burnt down. Luckily, we were all saved. And then again, people came into our home and took what clothing we had, washed them, three or four times to get all the black soot out so we could wear something. And people downtown helped us with furniture. Gordon Blue opened up his store to us, which I think is wonderful. So we love Hanford. We want to see Hanford a better place. We want to see the people who live here get a fair shake. That's one reason why I ran for council years ago. And I left the Hanford City Council 2 years ago, believing that the council was moving forward, listening to people, providing needed services. I now find a city council torn apart. Nearly half my life has been spent in the city of Hanford. My children have grown up and mature here under the very best of conditions. The city grew because we had the right mixture of public officials, businessmen who have invested their resources in Hanford, and citizens who, because they believe in Hanford, have made their home have made their home here. I was proud to be a part of that great growth. I would like to see Hanford continue as a community on the move. I'm saddened, however, to see the problems in which the council is currently involved. There is a need for new leadership that will unify the council, preserve the community and the environment, and protect the interests of the people. Protecting the people, I believe, will, in the long run, be advantageous to business and the future of Hanford. As a once city council person, my major goal was to serve and protect the interests of the city's residents. My major goal today is to have the voice of the people once again heard. I believe that I can be a vital factor in ensuring sensible and appropriate growth in a city that will be safe, a safe place for its citizens, their children, and for the future generations that will follow. One of the factors in my decision to seek election to the Hanford City Council is my feeling that special interests already have interfered with the normal operations of the city government. and that they may well continue to do so. With questionable government practices being exposed throughout the country, the need for electing honest officials is even more important now. Controlled by no special interests and owing no favors, I can serve all interests with fairness, honesty, and equality. When you vote for Cy Lockridge for City Council November the 8th, you are voting for a proven leader, supported by Hanford residents regardless of political background or affiliation. I am controlled by no special interest groups or groups save those of you, the people. Let me just take a moment and give you two examples of my achievements, one of which has been criticized quite a bit this evening. As a mayor of the city of Hanford, I was instrumental, along with other townspeople, to initiate the historical district that we see downtown and the Historical Resources Commission that manages that program. It was pushed, fought for, and we got it. The other thing that I'm very proud of, and there's some people in this audience right now who I worked with and they worked with me. In fact, one person called me constantly about this thing and said, we got to save the building. And what building? It's the courthouse. When the county left the courthouse years ago, it signaled that it washed its hands of that building. It wanted no more of it. They gave it to us, the city council, to say, you do with it as you see fit. One of the alternatives was to make a parking lot out of it. Now, Camille Wing said, no way. And I said, no way. We're going to keep that building. We have a courthouse that I think we have preserved where other agencies have torn down buildings, old buildings. We, the city of Hanford, saved that building. And I think you can say with, I can say with honesty that we have a courthouse that we can be proud of. We need to have good management, but I think you cannot deny the fact that the interior of that courthouse is quite beautiful. It's true that the individual that we had couldn't manage. In the past couple of years, that has come out, I think, obviously. And it took a councilman, a councilperson with vision and strength, to see the need to save that courthouse back in the early 1970s. And with that experience and the challenges, we need a strong person today to meet the new challenge that we see with GWF. I have that experience, I have that knowledge, leadership, and I can be a very important factor in changing the outcome and the future that many of us are set ourselves. We cannot change. I think we can change what we have done and what the council has done, rather. We can change that. I ask you to vote for me for proper and good leadership. Thank you.
I'm all in favor of going to care about it. That's how you bring in business, that's how you bring in people here. But I would only support the tax credit concept if it has some meaning, some value to the eventual consumer down below. If the consumer can benefit from that tax credit, I certainly go for it. That means the city of Hanford has to set some real stringent rules. It shouldn't get involved in the everyday operation of that building. That should be the job of some agent or some realtor or some business, private business person. And the original intent of that lease was to, for the the city of Hanford to lease from the county, and then the city, in return, lease it out or sublease it to someone else. Whereas the county maintains eventual ownership of the building. But I would think the city would need to have stringent rules and regulations for anyone coming in there from now on, to make sure that we have a viable operation, a viable concern, whether it be a restaurant or a toy shop or whatever it is. And that tax credits be given only if they can ensure that there's some benefit for the eventual consumer.
This is the question of the court officer. Are there any additional questions people would like to ask about that at the panel, or have we covered the courthouse topic? Other questions? Other topics? New topic, new question.
You very briefly touched on the fact that the old fire station and the plunge, that property is up for sale. I have a question about what you consider the use for the plunge property, and also along with that, the direction the Recreation Department is taking in opening an aquatic park or whatever. What kind of swimming are the people in the community going to have?
Question about swimming. Mr. Lacker.
I would think that the city of Hanford should concern itself right now, immediately, into providing some kind of a pool, a basic pool facility for the kids here and adults. We don't have one right now. The high school pool is about soon to be shut down, and the city plunge is closed. So we're going to be missing some very important athletic events plus recreation for many kids here. But I would think that the city ought to consider the basic pool before it does anything else. This fine pool that maybe you find up in Clovis, maybe it could concern it itself possibly with a lazy river type concept along with the basic pool. But it should, if it's going to provide proper recreational areas in the water business area, we should move that pool from where it is right now, because you need more acreage if you're going to expand facilities. You're going to just have a pool and that's all, and that pool downtown would be adequate. But now we're thinking about something bigger and more to it. That place downtown doesn't have it. Traffic is bad, and kids walk out of there, they get run down, and so forth. So I would think that the pool should be moved somewhere else. We have plenty of acreage to expand in the near future. As for the fire station, you brought that up to, I believe.
Yes, part of the patch.
Yeah. Of course, they're moving from there, obviously. Months they'll be out once the fire stations north and south are built. So that will be then vacant. I would consider, and I don't know what the study will bring back to the council, but I would certainly consider some kind of facility in the recreational area or senior citizen area. Right now, the seniors are using, in conjunction with the veterans, the downtown veteran building, which is good, but the program needs to be expanded. There's also a need for a teen center. Kids don't have any place to go except for Dragging Main or behind some ballpark or computer or something like that. But they don't have any kind of recreational area where they can go have a nice clean night. Whether it be music, soda pop, ice cream, and so forth. That could be, if it's properly supervised and there's proper programs for them, it can be handled nicely. So I do see some need for it. The other need for that property, by the way, is business. You can sell it off and Diamond National, Diamond Lumber now wants more property for a parking lot or any other kind of business. I would hate to see the firehouse being torn down. I think that's, it can be properly remodeled and taken care of and used either for some kind of recreational activity.
any other comment on short acre?
I too supported the project too, and I thought it quite unusual that for years and years and years, here you had many of your downtown business people living in short acre, and many of your downtown leaders who were living outside of the city, and yet profited from all of the benefits they received, water and sewer and garbage collection and so on, police protection if needed. And so I was very, very happy to see them annex into the city. I thought maybe it was about 10 years too, or late. It should have been earlier.
Other comments on short acre?
Did try it one time that I know of. I don't know about it the other time.
Mr. Lackner?
I think the important point, or there are some important points here. One, of course, is the lowest bid. And the other point is the quality of the merchandise that has been requested meet city standards. In other words, it's what they're getting is what they ask for. That's an important question also. If they look at the bid and they find that there's some parts missing or not quite what they wanted, then I think the city should and ought to go somewhere else if that's the case. I prefer buying locally, but I've seen before where we have received bids and local merchandise did not meet local standards that the city has put out in the bids. The bids came back without certain parts missing, so we bought outside. I think the sales tax aspect to it is good. We can give a fair treatment there. So if it's within 1% or 2%, maybe even 3%, then from the sales tax, we can still buy locally. But be careful. If we talk about being fiscal responsible and saving tax dollars, getting the best deal for our citizens, then you want to buy where we first of all have proper machinery, proper equipment or paper or pencils at a reasonable price. You don't want to be shortchanged and receive material that falls apart within a year or less.
Any further discussion on city purchases? Alvin, Bree Burford, or Marcy Burford.
Buford.
All right, fine. We'll be our first speaker then.
Do you want me there, or do you care?
Behind the
podium,
I think.
Behind the podium is better?
Fine.
All right. Sure. Move it a little bit forward. It seems kind of far back here.
Sure.
Okay. I'm Marcy Buford. I've lived in Hanford with my husband, Bill, since 1955. We have four sons. They're all college graduates. They graduated from university and then returned to the area, so they all live locally. I'm a graduate of UCLA. I graduated in 1950. I currently own and operate five retail stores. Two of them are in Hanford. Making a payroll for over 70 people, I can tell you for sure, makes one appreciate the value of a dollar. I think that the business experience I've had uniquely qualifies me to make the hard decisions which are required of someone who's elected to represent the people. It also qualifies me to take a look at the commercial and industrial kinds of development that our community needs very much. During the past 8 years, I've built my business from one, which was a mystery as to whether it would succeed or fail. So it took a lot of study, a lot of reading, a lot of questioning, and looking and listening, building budgets, trying to figure out if it would work or not. This summer I opened my fifth store. It did work, and it's been a real pleasure. I built the business on the idea of service and and the idea of supplying something that was needed in the community. I'd like to quote one of the overriding ideas which has governed me in running that business, because it's very pertinent. I'm going to read you the quote because I don't want to misquote it. It came from Passion for Excellence by Tom Peters. He states that success is built on a bedrock of listening, trust, and respect for the dignity and creative potential of each person in the organization. That's the kind of business I tried to have built. That's the kind of business I try to run. I very much regard every employee as my representative to the public, as my ears and eyes when I'm not there. They all live up to my expectations. This is not to say that they do it day one on the job. It takes a lot of training, and it takes the proper kind of training, but high expectations yield high results. All of my business experiences have given me a very solid training in dealing with customers and employees. It's taught me how to plan for growth. It's taught me how to set up a budget. It's taught me how to set goals and objectives for every employee and every store. And then it's taught me how, when those weren't met, to go back and look at it and work to make sure that, yes, they will be met. And to go back and work and learn how to meet those goals and objectives. During the last 12 years, I've been elected to the Hanford Elementary School Board as a trustee. I've served the public in that role. And as a consequence, I have a lot of experience dealing with large governmental budgets. Hanford Elementary's budget is around $4 million a year. I've had a great deal of experience working with large employee groups, responding to the public, working to make sure that the public was satisfied, and setting policies which then could be administered and run by the district. I don't want to run it. I just want to set the policy and say, this is what the public wants you to do. Now you do it. It's given me a good understanding of how those things work. It's also given me a good understanding of how negotiations work with unions, because Hanford Elementary has two, one for the teachers and one for the classified employees. We have a very good history of positive relations with our employee groups. We have had peace. We have not had strikes. We have treated our employees as fairly as we are able. We've regarded them with the dignity that they should be regarded with. And it's not an accident that excellence is Hanford Elementary's motto. That was with a great deal of forethought. We expect from every employee that excellence, and they give it to us. We know they can. We provide a lot of training, and sometimes it's too much, but for the most part, we work very hard so that they can succeed and do what we know the public wants them to do. In business, we have to respond to what the public wants, or we'll go out of business. If we don't sell something you want, you aren't going to buy anything from us. As an elected person, that elected person has to respond to you, the electorate, and give you what you want. I don't believe in elected individuals doing what they think is right for you. That's not my idea of an elected person. An elected person listens and tries to talk to as many people as possible, tries to get as much information as they can, then think about it and make the best decision possible. That's the kind of elected person I would like to be. I've tried very hard the last 12 years to do that. I think I have succeeded. I certainly hope so. Doesn't make everyone happy all the time, but I work very hard to try to reflect the majority's desires for the community. The city of Hanford is a really neat town. It's one of the nicest little cities I have ever seen. I grew up in Los Angeles. Moved to Hanford with my husband, who kept telling me this is God's country. And as we drove in and saw the trees and saw the town itself and met the people, I realized that he was right. This is a really wonderful community. We have a downtown right now that is still healthy, but the courthouse is not full, and it can be a wonderful magnet, not only for this city, but for the surrounding community as well. But it needs some attention. We have a downtown that's still alive and healthy, and I would hate to see it become a desolate, boarded up area, such as we see in Fresno happening to their downtown. It needs a lot of attention. The city doesn't have a lot of ways to go, but it does have some ways to go to help and to make a viable, healthy, central community. The city at least has tax credits available, and that's something that needs to be considered to encourage businesses to locate centrally. There is nothing we can do to change one way or another. If a business person wants to locate at 12th and Lacey, they're going to do it, because they're willing to put their dollars where their mouth is and say, I can make a success there. But the city does have an opportunity, at least, to encourage people to locate centrally and to work very hard to do that. And it's up to the city council to find the creative ways to do that. I'm not very satisfied with 10 to 12% unemployment in Kings County. That's much worse than the national average by a long shot. And what it says is we don't have enough industry, we don't have enough retail business here to employ the people who are here, to serve the people who are here. What that says is city council better, by gosh, get out there and go to work and find some new industries and find some new retail businesses and get them in here so that we don't have that kind of unemployment. Now, I'm talking about industry, and that's kind of like, oh, we're in trouble. I don't want something that's going to make this environment worse than it is right now. I want it, at the very least, to not any further reduce the quality of life in this community. There are industries which are not dirty, and we ought to go looking for those. I think that the recreational opportunities we have are good, but I think they could be a whole lot better. We desperately need more recreational opportunities for our teenagers. And to do that, we very much need to work much harder with the high school in a cooperative kind of venture, because I don't think either one of us can do it alone, but I think together we could. I'm a firm believer in city, county, and school district cooperation. The Woodrow Wilson Gym is a wonderful example that all of you can go and look at. It's half the city's and it's half Hanford Elementary's, and we did it together. And it's busy every hour of the day and night. It's booked. We did it together, we paid for it together, and it works. And it's providing some good things out there for everybody. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about in the cooperation that we can do. But we got to work at it, we've got to think about it, and find the ways to do it. The city has other joint things going with schools, and they're all very good. And we can do it better. I'm a fiscal conservative. I'm opposed to increasing taxes, and I'm opposed to increasing spending. I'm opposed to burning coal in the San Joaquin Valley for any reason. I'd like new clean industry in this town. I'll work actively to find a UC campus and locate it here, not in Fresno. And I'd like to see COS expanded into its own entity right here. I'd like to see established a 5-year financial and business plan for the city of Hanford, which would include some goals and objectives and directly address the needs of Hanford's future. It's time the city council takes a fresh approach to the problems of Hanford. I think with my solid background in business and with the electric experience that I have had, I can bring a positive force to the city of Hanford. I think Hanford's future needs vision. Thank you.